Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by Bo Sears. He's the CEO of Helix Exploration. Bo, really good to speak with you, and congratulations on the progress at your flagship Rudyard project. What's the mobilization of the PSA plant and the completion of site preparations mean for the project timeline?
Thanks, Stephen. Yeah, it's all very exciting. We're all moving very quickly over here. Things are just moving very smoothly, very well. With the installation of the plant building, now we can start hauling equipment inside of there. All of the equipment, the PSA equipment, the membrane has been manufactured, tested, and is ready for production. So all we have to do is move it up there, put it in the plant, put the pieces together, and start producing helium.
What are the next steps for the PSA plants once it arrives at the Rudyard site?
Yeah, so we have a team, well, Wekota and a group out of Havre, Montana that we're working with called New Wave. They're helping us. They're our support group up there. They will manage the installation, the connections, the plumbing, what have you, to get that plant operational.
And how are commercialization efforts progressing? What can we expect next there?
Very well. Offtake agreements are going very well right now. There's a lot of folks asking about why we don't have any offtake agreements yet. I would say, that the helium exploration world right now is it's a graveyard of folks that overpromise and underdeliver with regards to getting production on stream. So we have a method with which we're doing a lot of it out of respect to the industrial gas companies to show that we are for real and we're going to be producing helium and we're here for you.
And Bob, what's the significance of INES One and its role in the Rudyard project?
INES-1, we are securing a workover unit right now. We're going to test that upper interval, which we're really excited about. So once we have sight of vision on that workover unit, we'll begin operations immediately.
And following the first helium gas production, what does the future hold for Helix Exploration?
We're going to drill more wells. We're going to produce more helium. It's a large field. It's the largest new one field helium discovery in the United States right now. So we're really excited about the reach and the overall extent that Rudyard has for Helix.
I hope you'll continue to keep us updated with your progress. Congratulations again, and thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Stephen.
That's Helix Exploration CEO, Bo Sears.